Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Great Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
This is the way of the Spirit. Why would your voice not be heard? Makobila bri anise, sagada mene kobati ne mena kaya. Remakabimi na kuala mania. This is what differentiates you from the world: your ability to speak in a language nobody understands. Ramakabele salamada. Ramamamamamama. Abene mela magabele meni meni mela makomande. Ole mene komande. In the name of Jesus. Father, we walk in your glory. We believe in what we have been called into. We know where we were called from. It's a place of darkness, the place of ignorance, the place of sin, the place of evil. But thanks be to God, we are not ignorant of what we have been called into. For the Bible says we have been called into the glorious light and kingdom of our God. And therefore, Father, we pray that you give us the light to sustain that glory. Amen. That you have bestowed upon us. Amen. Show your church a light. Amen. That can keep us running, Lord. We give you all the glory. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Please, you may be seated in the heavenly places. I'm teaching quickly on sustaining the life of glory. Sustaining the life of glory. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 6. The Message Bible. Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 6. We are all going to quickly read it and then we start our journey. Can we all read one to go? It says in scripture, "What is man and woman that you bother with them? Why take a second look their way?" 7. "You made them not quite as high as angels, bright with Eden's dawn light." Verse 8. "Then you put them in charge of your entire handcrafted world. When God put them in charge of everything, nothing was excluded." Somebody say nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, come on. Say nothing.
Nothing.
God has put me in charge.
God has put me in charge.
and nothing is excluded. Are you convinced about that? This is not just a story. This is a reality. The Bible says that he has put us into glory. And this is the glory. This, you have to understand the kind of glory that the Lord has given you. You've got to understand. That kind of glory is translated into dominion. And the Bible says that he has put you in charge of everything. Everything is everything. Nothing was excluded. He said, but we don't see it yet. Don't see everything under human jurisdiction. He said, we are not seeing it. Yet, God has crowned us. But he said, we are not seeing it. And then he gives us the solution. He gives it to us. Verse 9. What we do see is Jesus. Come on, come on. He crowned you with glory. And this is how the glory should be translated. Everything God ever created must be under your jurisdiction. But he said, sincerely, we are not seeing it happening to you. But he said, we see Jesus. Made not quite as high as angels, and then through the experience of death, crowned so much higher than any angel, with a glory bright with eddings dawn light. So this translation keeps on referring us to the glory that was revealed in Eden before man fell. He said, this is God's plan, original intention for all of us. Listen to me. You may not be in Adam's bloodline, but actually, what God intends for you is exactly what he gave Adam before he fell. Total dominion. And the Lord blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, subdue. Have dominion. He said, this is it. But we are not seeing it. Yet we see Jesus. Then he describes that glory. Bright with eddings dawn light. In that death, by God, he fully experienced death for every person's place. Somebody say, Jesus has experienced death for me.
Jesus has experienced death for me.
Don't you believe it? Shout it loud and clear. He has taken my place of death. What is left is life. And I've got to live it. Come on. Listen. Two things reign in life. Life and death. He took death. What is left now? Come on. Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. It makes good sense that the God who got everything started and keeps everything going now completes the work by making the salvation pioneer perfect through sufferings as he leads all these people to glory. He says it makes a perfect sense that the one that started everything and keeps everything going now makes the work complete. And this is the completion of the work. He suffered for all, and what is left is that he is leading you into glory.
Hallelujah.
That's a complete work. And listen to me, what is that glory? The glory that all that he created should be in your jurisdiction. Is that a big statement to understand? All that he created, Jesus Christ. I'm looking at somebody who will live here right now and begin to tell himself that everything that these eyes can see is under my command. My God. My God. Listen, these are things that we will not just say with our lips. It's a conviction of our heart. He said, that is what Jesus is. This is the completion of the work, that he took your place in death and called you into glory. And then you must understand that glory. The glory is domineering over life.
That's why the Bible says that according to Romans 5:17, we that have received abundance of grace shall reign in this life by that one man. It's about reigning, it's about dominion. Don't let anybody deceive you. We are reigning. And this is how the glory looks like. Reign. Dominion. No wonder Solomon built the temple. And then he uses two pillars at the porch of the temple. These are the two pillars that must hold the temple. And then he names one of the pillar Jakins and named the other pillar Boaz. Why? Because Jakin was a priest. Boaz was an economic powerhouse, a businessman. And then Solomon prophetically is teaching us. You see, some of you are very happy. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. Every temple of the Holy Ghost must be sustained by two pillars. The Jakins and the Boaz. Priesthood, kingship. Priesthood, kingship. This sums up the glory. And that is the glory of Eden. When the voice of God could walk into the garden and have fellowship with man. Priesthood. When there was a connection, inseparable connection between God and man. Priesthood. That's why the Bible says that he has made you a royal priesthood, a king and a priest. This sums up the glory that must be walking in. When it comes to prayer, you are intact. When it comes to fellowship with the Lord, you have stature. When it comes to controlling the realm of the spirit and understanding the mysteries of the kingdom, you are there. And then when it comes to talking cash, controlling the economic system, having power, you are there. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whether you like it or not, your pillars are being raised from today. Amen. I said your pillars are being raised from today. Amen. Economic power and spiritual stature, priesthood and kingship. These two stand up to our glory. It's an imbalance to do well in business and not do well in fellowship with God. It's also a disease to do well with God and not do well in your dominion on earth. The two marries. The evidence that God is connected to you is your superiority in the affairs of this world. Yeah. Yeah. There is a need for the combination of the two. But unfortunately, the church is struggling to understand this. There are people who are doing well in priesthood. Those who are doing well with only their economic power and the dominion over the things of the world. Only few are combining the two. Tongue speaking billionaires. But I see God raising people here. We will soon have med. Multi-million people ushering in this church, and they are combining priesthood and economic power. Kings and priests, every one of us. The Bible says that for we have been made kings and priests unto our God. This is the summation of our glory. This is summation. You have not entered total glory if you are just blessed financially. There must be a corresponding, balanced fellowship and stature in the Lord. Though you are a businessman, still fasting, combining holiness. And you can be a prayer warrior, but if you don't have dominion out there, you are living an imbalanced life. And today I came here with one assignment. How to sustain that life of glory you have been called into. Yes. We are the hope of this world. We don't just come here to excite ourselves. We come here to reposition ourselves to take dominion in the world.
We come here to wear our garment of priesthood. Then we step out there. And by the advantage we have in our connection with God, we begin to take control over the things that God created. That must be your understanding. The water, the gold, the silver, the money, the people, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the wealth and the people in it. So what is the sign that you have connection with God? It's when you have control over all the things that are His. That's a connection. You are not in connection with God by how much you can display spirituality. It's how much you can take dominion over the things that He made. When He Himself came, He didn't have to let anybody doubt that He made all things. He made sure the wind obeyed Him in the sight of everybody. He made sure He walked on water in the sight of everybody. He made sure He multiplied bread in the sight of everybody. He made sure He conquered death in the sight of everybody to prove that I have dominion over everything that I created. He said that, but we yet see Jesus. We don't see it, though God caused us to do these things. We don't see it, but we see the one who overcame it and tasted death for everyone and called us and said, follow me as I did it, do it. We saw Him command fish to bring money. As I did it, do it also. How do we sustain this life? I will not keep you here just to be around. There's an assignment. From priesthood is kingship. A believer must be employing 500 employees. A believer must be sustaining the economy of a nation. A believer. It shouldn't happen that unbelievers are the one controlling the system. The garment of our priesthood is large, but we are naked in the place of kingship. Naked. And this is the time. I'm telling you, this is the time that we translate priesthood into kingship. Come on. Am I talking to a church here at all? This is the time. There are unbelievers whose products are the ones sustaining the nations. If they close down, you and I can't survive. Yet we pray more than them. Yet we know God more than them. But something has happened. Something has happened. And that is why we are going to do this series. You will understand how to literally sustain the glory and to translate it. Right now, there are many believers who are jobless and they are comfortable because they can speak in tongues. Because they can sing, because they can do that, because I'm prayerful, because I can fast. So comfortable in joblessness and uselessness. If you take them out of Ghana, Ghana will lose. I'm telling you, that's our condition now. There are some people there, if you die now, your family will cry out of formality. They will only cry out of formality. I'm only provoking you to take on your kingship. They will cry out of formality because your presence does not add any economic value. You don't pay anybody school fees. You don't give anybody money. You don't feed anybody. You are just there, hoping that one day you too will be like Joseph. But remember, Joseph was a servant in somebody's house. He served before he became a king. But you are rejecting 500 cedis salary job. You have rejected it over and over. For 3 years you have rejected it, praying for a breakthrough. Don't you know that to get to 5,000 CD salary, you must have a CV with experience? So sometimes a job that pays you 500, it's not about money, it's about experience for the job that will pay you 5,000. But we don't understand the place of kingship. We don't understand. We don't get it. So the church is producing more lazy people than ever. In the name of spirituality, we are the most inefficient at work. Go to work and sleep. Go to work and do nothing. And after that, trust God for a miracle. I'm telling you. But the hope of the world must be the church. If somebody employs a believer, he must have a goal in his work. When he's looking for those who come to work on time, it must be that person. The person must be happy that such a believer has entered, because they are diligent. They don't break rules, because they are in connection with God. They understand the systems and the operation of sources. They understand. But unfortunately, some of the dumb people, literally not useful, when they come to church and we say we are shouting, they can shout, but let's go and do research, they don't know how to do it. That's what happens. No time for building, nothing. And now we are going to go through some of the things that can help us sustain and build this glorious life of priesthood and kingship that we have been called into. You are not just a priest. You are to rule. When we enter Grace Mountain now, we should be able to point you as the most efficient. One that is a builder. Not one that is a liability. But a builder. Efficient. A king. Ruling in a domain. My heart is after this series. Because of what we are going through now. If the Lord does not help his church very soon, the body of Christ will have to go through the biggest surprise of our entire history. It will come to a point when the social media we are happy about will have to tell us that preach without mentioning Jesus. Yeah. Most of our messages have been deleted automatically from Facebook. Messages I preached on hell. Messages I mentioned homosexuality. Messages I do that. By the time you go and search, you won't find it there. It's gone. What about an IT guru tongue speaking guy coming up with a platform that Pastor Elvis will be preaching on, so that I can be free to say homosexuality is a sin, do you know that before TB Joshua died, he was banned on YouTube? He was banned because he brought a video that he was delivering a homosexual person. So YouTube banned him. Since he did that, nobody there brings out that a homosexual has been delivered. Yeah. All the dreams you had that you say angels visited you. Do you think angels will come and visit you and go empty handed? I'm telling the truth. There is a glory we must assume. It's beyond dressing competition in church. It's beyond it. The church must be able to produce the best of architects, the best of designers, the best of builders, the best of IT guys, the best who are focused, who are dreamers, who are ready to bring innovative ideas. Best must come from the church.
You are too powerful to be seated like that. You are too gifted to be doing nothing and adding nothing to humanity. You are too gifted. There must be dangerous authors, dangerous writers among us. But we have, unfortunately, the church even has to fall on worldly people for protests to be done. Because if you fall on Christians, it will shock you. I remember Prophet Nana says, I could say something that all his church, I think the glasses, it was a Muslim that did it. He did it on time. Somebody called me last Friday and said, Pastor, I came to your church and there was somebody very close to you, so I decided to help the person by engaging the person's business. And this and that and that and that is what the person has done. So I want to tell you that I will not engage this person again. I said, you are now telling me. I don't know. So the beauty is to be following Pastor Elvis. But when it comes to kingship, failing miserably, and such a person will come up and say that I need a breakthrough from God. But that was a breakthrough. That was a breakthrough that has been thrown back to God again. Because we don't value the fact that God does not deal in fruits, God deals in seeds. Anybody that does not value little things don't have a future with God. No. When we started Grace Mountain in 2015, I didn't mind where we were, the number, I didn't care. All I saw in my heart was dominion. I sleep on plywood, move to students' mattress. Every night, prayer. Every night, prayer with my team. Every night. Why? I was not even looking at who is helping and who is not helping and who is not that and who is not that. I never for once went to anybody, never for once went to anybody and said ministry is not that, a ministry is not that, a ministry is not that. I was just doing what I have to do. That is the place of kingship. You have been complaining too much. If you don't stop complaining, you can't make any good use of your brain. If you will stay calm, you will see possibilities all around you. There may be somebody here who must leave here today and start writing a CV. And by Monday, after Alpha Hour, that person will step out and start moving to companies. Don't listen to this testimony and say, me too, I won't write CV. Everybody has the path that God wants to take. There's a son of mine that I only heard that he wants to do his master's. He has been with me for more than 10 years, but nothing moved me to give him more than even 5,000 shillings to support him in life. Nothing. And I would have never done it until I heard he has gone to loan to go and do masters. I said, I'll pay off that thing, because I've seen somebody who is serious in life. I'll pay it off. If he has stayed there waiting for somebody to help, that help will never come. It won't come from me. It won't come from anywhere. You are waiting for somebody to hold your hands and say that, come, let me take you to school. Let me buy forms for you. Let me do this. That help will never come. It's a step of faith.
believing that you are connected to God, then you step out and say that I must rule. I must rule. Then you boldly go out there and start to rule in life. Attempt what you would have normally not be able to attempt. You attempt it. Someone said, I'm walking in glory. Don't accept it. Listen to me. And I'm saying this from the depth of my heart. That mindset that is going on in Africa, I beg you, by the mercies of God, don't get yourself involved. Talking about how Africa is not working, and how economy is bad, and how this political party is doing this. Don't you see this is how the devil has stagnated us all this while? Rise up and tell yourself, I would rather be a blessing to the nation. Come on, come on. Is somebody here with me? You cannot come to church and say, I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an ambassador of Christ on earth. Then you go out there and begin to talk as though your whole life is sustained by a government. What contradiction is that? Can't you see you are contradicting yourself? In the next 6 months, anybody that hears my voice to step out as a king, it will shock you what the Lord will do for you. Amen. It will shock you.
Amen.
It will. There are some of you, your helpers will never show up until you step out as a king and say that I have a domain to overcome. I have a territory to possess. I have something to rule over. Your helpers will never arise. Nobody will take money and give to you if you don't have any proposed plan. Instead of watching movies, draw proposals. I'm telling you, a month shouldn't end without you reading a book. A day shouldn't end without you hearing a voice that can influence your thinking. There are two voices that must be speaking to you. A voice that will grow your priesthood and a voice that will extend your kingship. Don't end the day without hearing any of these voices. Don't. There are many of us, what God placed in us, the Bible says that the gift of a man will make room for him before kings. What will let you rule and enter the palace is something within you. Stop looking out for what is outside. This is how the glory of God works. By priesthood, you go down on your knees. By kingship, you step out. After going down your knees, bringing ideas, doing new things, calculating time. We have a generation that literally have no respect for time. We use 24 hours as though we will get it back. Rich or poor, wise or foolish, everybody is given 24 hours. Nobody will get an extra 1 hour. It's not possible. And the only resource that when it is gone, you can never get it back is time. Yesterday is gone. Don't let any motivational speaker deceive you. Yesterday is gone. It's gone. What you couldn't do yesterday is gone. From now to 5 p.m., what you should have done, if you don't do it and it leaves, that's it. It's gone. If you are conversing with friends, be watching time. If you are on Facebook screen, be watching time. Have you realized that if you are in church, you watch time? If you are at work, you watch time. But if you are watching a football match, you even want extra time. Yeah. That's how the world is letting you empower things that will waste your time. I'm telling you. That some of you, you finish the match and watch highlight. Though you finish and saw the scores, you go and watch highlight. You wait for Monday sports highlight. Commentary. And then you tune into radio commentary. Yeah. You listen to that one. And then finally you watch a replay. Listen, one of the greatest attacks on humanity is the mismanagement of our time. Of our time, I'm telling you. And you'll get to a point where you realize that time is no more on your side. Let me tell you something. The world has incorporated something that even the church is adapting it. Many of us have already messed up. And we can't even see we are still messing up. We don't have mentors. We are not students of life. We are not learners. One of the most dangerous people are those who are failing and they don't know they are failing. And the second most dangerous people are those who have accepted that they have failed and they can't do anything about it. Dangerous. We are not ready to learn. We are not ready to submit to mentorship. We are not ready to know the ways of God. We are not ready to embrace knowledge. We are just there. Next month, I'm doing my wedding. Or December, I'll be doing my wedding. And from now to December, will not read a single book. A single book. They won't read it. The outward beauty. The outward beauty. Outward beauty with empty heads. Don't be moved by a bride's beauty. Check what is inside. Don't be moved by a groom's muscles. Check what is inside. You know, by God's grace, certain things come before me. And I ask myself, is it witchcraft? Why did this person go and marry this one? Is it witchcraft? But genuinely, ignorance is worse than witchcraft. Ignorance. Because when we are teaching, I'm sure many of you, during Tuesday Love Clinic, you are asleep. You will just not come. You will just not come. Because to you, you are fine. It is when you enter marriage that you realize that fineness don't sustain marriage. That you will finish dressing and the day your husband will say you are looking good is a breakthrough. I tell you, many marriage people dress for outsiders, not for their partners. Because it gets to a point. What brings a man alive is not anything in your body. Sometimes when I smile when women come to me and they are saying that I don't know what I've done. My husband doesn't have attraction for me. And my husband this. And I tell myself, you could have read one book. It will help you to know that hips will let him propose. But hips cannot let him keep on loving you. It takes more. It takes more. But there's a generation who care less. A generation that is not ready to understand and learn God's system. God's system of financial excellence. We don't understand. It is the Lord that teaches thee to make profits. Have you not read it? That means you make loss in life if you are not connected to Him. You make loss. I have literally been taught of the Lord how to come out of certain challenges. Literally, I've been taught of Him. How I can go before Him that, Lord, this is becoming a challenge. By the time I realize, my morning devotion is an answer. It's an answer. I have literally been taught of the Lord many things that would have frustrated my life if He had not come through. But here we are, a generation not paying attention to how God has destined us to manifest His glory. Do you know all you need to be doing is to be translating the energies that you receive through priesthood. Kingship is just translating it into the physical realm. It takes priesthood to be blessed with all spiritual blessings, but it takes kingship to translate it. So after me and you have declared we are blessed with all spiritual blessings, we must have the ability to translate it. I don't like dull, slow people. Listen to me. Being sharp is not running around. No. And when we say dull, there are very active running people but doing nothing. You can sit at one place, but your brain is doing five things at a time. There are many people who are too busy, but at the end of the day, nothing is achieved. There are people who think that just doing plenty things gives results. No, you must know what works for you. Do it. There are things that are working for others. I won't attempt it because I know it won't work for me. If I waste my time on it, I will be losing so much on not doing things that will work for me. I know things that work. The Bible says, and Jesus, knowing what to do, your ability to step into priesthood and translate it into kingship. Things don't just happen. You should be still. Then suddenly there is a flow of divine. Stop concluding. Yes, the marriage is not coming. Relax. Then begin to ask the Lord, what do I do? That is priesthood. It will shock you. The voice God will tell you, lady, change that wig. It will shock you that a cap does not fit you. It's a long hair. Change that way, because the one God is bringing to you does not fancy cap. I'm telling you, it will shock you. Some keys you receive, it will shock you. When I stepped into priesthood for the first time, I was conscious of God's presence around me. I was in university. I was so conscious. I literally walked knowing He's around. And I remember those days. God can tell me, lay your bed. He can tell me, don't wear this cloth. Wear that one. That was the point He told me, never wear a chain. These are little things. You might think that it's a joke, but those are things that communicate. I met a young man, I think 2 weeks ago. The young man has dyed the hair, the braces in the teeth,
earring. I said, sir, you are driving potential responsible helpers around you. I won't do business with you. Just that hair and that earring. Can you go to the bank and work there? There are things that you should know. And priesthood will teach you. It will shock you. Priesthood will teach you. A young man, you have braided your hair. You know, I know you have your own doctrine. It's nothing. It's not about nothing. Men don't understand certain things. Why? Because the world does not look at your heart. It's God that looks. The world looks at your physical appearance. So the one that is in your heart will show you how to appear. Even God told Samuel, he said, you people check the appearance, but I check the heart. Yes. When you are going by an interviewer, he or she has no business with your heart. So assuming that you are good will not give you a good job. You must present yourself well. Your CV must look like your heart. Your dressing must look like your heart. The way you speak must look like your heart. Don't sit down and say, God knows my heart. God can give you heaven automatically, but he will need a man to give you a job. But that man cannot discern your heart. So God, having all wisdom through your heart, will show you how to appear for the man to help you. You can't misbehave around and assume that people must understand you. No. I'm looking at estate owners right now. Yeah. I'm looking at transport company owners. Can I keep prophesying? I'm looking at CEOs right now. Listen, have you seen your... Right now you have 5,000 in your accounts doing nothing. May God give you a wisdom that 5,000 can translate to 500,000. It's possible. It's possible. All you need to do is to listen to the right voices. Do you know that you must have a mentor for marriage? Have a mentor for priesthood. Have a mentor for your financial business life. They must be specific that you glean wisdom and understanding from. The Bible says that wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the times and the strength of your salvation. That is why I knew all of us, our salvation strength will not be equal. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability. So some people will shake because they don't have wisdom and knowledge. Some people will be shaking. That's why your Christian experience is wavering, because you don't have wisdom and knowledge. If you don't have wisdom and knowledge, you are saved, but finances will shake. You are saved, but your marriage will shake. There are some of you, you are just, I'm sorry, away from saving your marriage. But you don't have that knowledge and wisdom. You think that if a man says, I'm sorry, he is weak. You don't know that strength is in meekness. You don't know. I never beg you. You are weak. The most immature are those who are always demanding for apology and never giving it. They are weak, childish, immature. The matured, let's go. Let's just make peace. I'm sorry. Even though I didn't offend you, but for peace sake, I'm sorry. They are the reason why this world is still moving. They are the reason. Yeah. Yeah.
You can be under the greatest anointed man on earth and still be poor, because you don't understand and not have the requisite knowledge that sustains financial blessings. As at now, if you still don't pay your tithe, I'm not saying you will struggle, but there are certain advantages you will miss, because tithe is not just an obligation, it is a revelation. The Bible says you are the seed of Abraham, and Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek gave Abraham a bread and a wine. Jesus gave you bread and wine. Abraham responded with a tithe, and you are refusing to respond. But you see, many men of God, including myself, will hardly talk about tithe, because the moment you mention it, they will say that you want to force money from people. So such revelations, if you don't stay back on your Bible and clean it yourself and walk in it, you may not have anybody to tell you. I don't give my tithe because I want to be blessed. I give my tithe because I have been blessed. He gave it to me, so I'm giving his portion to him. It's a way to kingship. It's a way. The whole church, as in Grace Mountain, gives tithe. After every service, when they finish counting, even before they bring report that, they take the tithe away. It must go to another place to build a kingdom somewhere else. So if you sit back and see exploits, it always have a secret. Listen, it's not too late right now that tomorrow you go and pick a forms in a university. It's not too late to start your doctorate. It's not too late to start your master's. It's not too late. It's not too late. Some of you should just pick it up. Pick it up. Why are you a first degree? Because nobody has done a degree in your family. Hey, me pen Marco University. Marco University. Me pussy anina. I have broken through. Breakthrough with first degree. Some of you who have finished masters, straight to doctorate. Straight to doctorate. Some of you who for a long time, you've not looked for a job, you don't even know where your CV is, yet when we say receive a job, you shout and receive it. What are you going to use it? Look at how you are frustrating the grace of God. Nurses in this place, listen, not only doctors must build hospitals, nurses can build. Go ahead, further your education. Dream big. The kingdoms of this world must be the kingdom of our Lord. And how is it going to be? Except his people go into the world. Go and check. Go into the world and preach my gospel. Go and check it. Go into the cosmos, the seven mountains of influence. That's what it means. Go into the world is not standing on the street. At the Amico Street Evangelism. It's powerful. But going to the world means that to be qualified to be the CEO of Barclays Bank, General Managing Director, so that Monday morning can be morning devotion. That's going to the world and preach the gospel. To have 200 employees, that every morning before work starts, someone will preach 5 minutes sermon, and then we pray for 15 minutes and we start work. Go into the world, cosmos. Going to the world is to be a movie star who will reject certain rules but project Jesus. You are rejecting rules, but they can't reject you.
movie star who will not show her nakedness, yet they can't refuse her because she is the delight of the people. That's going to the world. Going into the world is not just standing in the marketplace to preach. It's gaining grounds in places of influence. There are some of you, what the Lord is showing you right now, it's a small business. Just go and begin it. Just go and begin it. And it will amaze you the impact that you can make. Whatever God gives you, it's not a bread, it's a seed. You've got to multiply it. That is where the mindset of kingship comes in. You multiply it. None of you's business will go down. I tell you, none of you. No business in this church. You won't lose your job anyhow. Just knowing how to do it forms 40%. But doing it to suit whoever you are doing for is the 60%. The fact that you can do it doesn't mean that you'll be rewarded. Whoever you are doing it for, is he comfortable? People will pay for comfort. Not just for you doing it. They will pay for comfort. So you can be there, but they'll go and hire people who will do it so they sit back and say, I'm happy. You have no idea how much people can spend on being happy. You can be ministering very well in church, but it will shock you that the church will go and pay somebody else for a short ministration. You will never understand. But there is something they are looking for that you have refused to learn and to produce it. That's it. That's it. There are mechanics you give your car to. The first day it goes there, it will go to the car, you stop using it. Because when you fix the problem you brought it, another problem will be created. Listen, this is why. The question is, how can I be excellent? How can I be excellent? How can I rule my world? How can I have a territory that is the best? That's the question. We are too casual. Christians are becoming too casual. Too casual. We are not ashamed of mistakes. We are not ashamed of being not the best in what we do. Only few will sit back and say, no, I cannot accept it, that I'm not the best in this aspect.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalpha.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.